From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States marking the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks Sunday, when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked planes and blew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House early today. At the time, the first of the four hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center before speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks.
We remember and we will never forget the nearly 3,000 beautiful lives taken from us so cruelly, including 184 men, women, and children here, the youngest just 3 years old. We honor the courage of those who put themselves in harm's way to save people they never knew. We come together in prayer and in gratitude for the strength that has fortified us across these 15 years.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York, where the country's presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, halted their campaigns to pay their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton appeared for a time before being driven away. Her campaign has only said Clinton became overheated. She was taken to her daughter's apartment in New York. A time later, Clinton came out, waving and smiling, taking this lone question.
How are you feeling, Secretary Clinton? Are you feeling better?
Yes, thank you very much.
The Trump campaign has attempted to raise questions about Clinton's health, but so far has not publicly spoken on Sunday's incident. It's unclear if Clinton will alter her campaign schedule. This is VOA News. Syrian